Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, here we are. That's a tough one. Yesterday, going into Game 1 in Chicago, I started the on-deck show by saying, man, it's going to be tough to find an excuse for this team to fall short of winning the series. I don't know what you want to hear after that one. I certainly don't have any ray of sunshine for you, no silver lining, no optimistic outlook. Tough to pick your head up after that one. Royals lose again in Chicago. They drop the series to the White Sox, and now they turn to a guy that we've all demoted to the bullpen. They turn to Michael Lorenzen tomorrow to try and stave off a sweep at the hands of the last place White Sox. Royals lose game two on the south side. Final score, 4-1. Scored one run. Royals now just one game above 500. Phone lines are open for you. Let's talk about it. 913-586-7965. You know where I'm going with this one. You know what the story from this one was. It's the story of the season. We talked about it earlier today on the On Deck Show, man. I'm not trying to repeat a post-game show you've already listened to half a dozen times this summer, but Royals last year were the fifth best team in Major League Baseball when it came to hitting with runners in scoring position. Fifth highest OPS in the sport. This year, they're dead last. Today, they go 0-5 with runners in scoring position. You know, it doesn't take Whitey Herzog or Connie Mack to figure this one out. Royals can't hit. They haven't been able to hit all year in big spots. You had a nice series in St. Louis. Real nice series. Best series of the season. Best three-game stretch from this offense we've seen all year. But this game of baseball is about sample size. I've seen bad teams look really good for three straight days. Shoot. You know, that Royals team that lost 106 a few years ago would have a nice three-game stretch every once in a while. But as we were making our way to Chicago, right, as Royals fans were beginning the drive from St. Louis to Chicago, the demand was, well, that offense that I saw at Busch Stadium better transfer to Rate Field. You know, the 5-plus runs that we saw in three straight games for the first time in almost a year. Man, that better continue in Chicago. I know their pitching staff has improved, but this is a Royals team that has real playoff aspirations. Came into the season with division title aspirations. And while those have been snuffed to a certain extent, the playoffs are still right there. And they're not going anywhere. They're still there, and they're not going anywhere. But it will go somewhere. The playoff possibility will begin to dwindle unless this team goes and finds a bat. A trade deadline is still more than a month away. But just as the division begins to slip through your fingers, after you lose 2 of 3 at home to the Detroit Tigers, Royals make a move. They call up Jack Caglione. Well, you drop 2 of 3. Let's hope you only drop 2 of 3 to the White Sox. You take Monday off, and then you welcome the New York Yankees to Kauffman Stadium on Tuesday. You know, this wild card race, I understand, is far from over. We have 97 games still to play. There's a long way to go. But we've been waiting around long enough. The Royals organization I'm talking about has been waiting around long enough. Of course, you and I have. You know, they tried it with MJ and they moved on. Tried it with Renfro and they moved on. Tried it with Massey and they dropped him in the lineup and made him into a platoon player. Tried it with that offense, called up Caglione. Well, okay. You know, we're five games into Jack Caglione's career. Nobody thought that he was enough. We all knew that this team needed to add another bat. Well, the date in which that bat needs to arrive has been moved up, just like the date that Jack Caglione arrived was moved up. The need for a bat from the outside is being moved up right now. Because, sure, the Royals go 0-for-5 with a runner in scoring position again, just like they did last night. 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts, but it's so much more than that. Royals had chances today with a man on and less than 2 outs. Not even in scoring position, but the possibility of a rally. A man on base, 1 out or less. The Royals went 2-for-12 with 4 punchouts in those spots. Salvi, of course, is the story. Salvi goes 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. Salvi goes 0-for-4 in the game with 4 punchouts. And his 2 punchouts in the 4th and in the 8th are really the big moments of this afternoon's 4-1 loss to the Chicago White Sox. They need another bat. I've said it for a while now. You can't ask Salvador Perez to hit cleanup in the months of July and August and September if you're realistically trying to win this division. Well, as we've seen since Mike Cal moved to the 3 spot, Salvi's down to the 5 spot. He needs to be lower. A 35-year-old catcher with the summer months knocking, Salvi needs to be down in that 7 spot. A similar spot to where he was in the glory years a decade ago. Go find me a right-handed bat to put between Vinny and Cags in that 5 spot moving forward. Got to do it. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals lose 4-1. They've now lost 9 straight games in which they're favored to win. The last 9 times they were expected to win, they've lost. What does that say? To me, that's now a reflection of the pitching staff is no longer enough. Early on in the season, the pitching staff was so dominating that it was dragging this offense to victories. Now that they've lost 9 in a row as favorites, that tells me that even this great pitching staff doesn't have enough strength anymore to drag this offense across the finish line. Royals lose game 2 on the south side, 4-1 the final score. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. The number, one more time, 913-586-7965. We get to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
The 1-0 pitch. Pasquantino drills it. High in the air. Deep right field. Talkman to the fence. He leaps. It's gone. Back-to-back days with a homer for red-hot Vinny Pasquantino. His 10th of the season. And it's 1-0 Royals in the top of the second.
Vinny Pasquantino did it all today, offensively, defensively, right? Made a pair of really nice catches for Michael Wacha in the third inning. A pair of nice plays defensively in foul territory. And then, yeah, offensively, what a day. Solo home run to open up the second inning. Second time in his career he's gone bridge in back-to-back games. Vinny's team-leading 10th home run, a fastball in the middle of the plate. 94 miles per hour muscled over the wall in right field. Seventh time in his career he's homered in back-to-back games. He's never done it in three straight. We'll see if he's up to the task tomorrow afternoon. In total, Vinny goes 3-for-3 today, 3-for-3 with a walk. Vinny's reached base safely in a career-high 23 straight games. He's batting .360 since the start of May, with an OPS of .930 since the month of April ended. Now, league average is about .700 OPS. Vinny's at .930 since the start of May. Pasquantino, without question, today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named Player of the Game, Vinny and his wife will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at their home. Shrimp cocktail, gourmet filet, twice-baked potatoes, asparagus spears, and that gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. It'll all be delivered to the Pasquantino's home from Guaranteed Foods, so congratulations again to the undeniable one. To me, he's back. Vinny is back. Just look at his last 14 games. He has multiple hits in half of them, 9 runs driven in, 8 runs scored, and he has more walks than strikeouts. That's what made him the undeniable one. You're not punching him out. I mean, you're going to have to work to get Vinny to slowly walk back to the dugout. More walks than strikeouts over the past 2+ weeks for Vinny. That home run there in the second inning was today's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Royals take a 1-0 lead thanks to Vinny's home run there in the second inning. Unfortunately, the White Sox would score the next 4. A 2-run home run from Chicago's 9-hitter off of Michael Wacha gave Chicago the lead right back in the next half inning, the bottom of the second. They would go up 3-1 thanks to Chase Meidroth's solo bomb to lead off the third. And then they would touch up the new guy in the 8th to make it 4-1 White Sox. They go for the sweep tomorrow afternoon. Royals on the south side tomorrow, 1:10 for the first pitch. Let's go to Dave in Olathe. Dave, you're going to hit leadoff. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, I knew it was only a matter of time for Vinny to come back. People don't realize hand and wrist injuries, those take a lot longer than you think to come back because it's all mechanics and timing right there. So it's good to see him back. And, man, I'm at, Salvi is actually depressing me. I love the guy. He's my favorite player. I just hate to see him on this downward spiral like this, but he's just killing us. And, you know, these brutal Kansas City summer months, our pitching is not going to be able to, you know, sustain what they've been doing, you know, come July and August. They're going to get wore out really fast and if our offense can't back them up.
Yeah, no question about it, man. I appreciate the phone call. Salvi was great in St. Louis, so I don't know how much of a downward spiral it is, right? The guy went 5-for-15 in that series against St. Louis, 3-for-3 with runners in scoring position. And anyway, and it seems like you know this, Dave. I appreciate the phone call. It seems like you know this. Salvi's not going anywhere. This team, I agree. I didn't want him in the cleanup spot in the second half of the season. I don't want him in the 5 spot in the second half of the season, but he's going to be on the team in the second half of the season. He's going to be playing a key role in the second half of the season. So, sure, you want to give him a few more days? I'm fine with that. You want to give Freddie a few more starts? Sure. But you need Salvi to be good. And he's been good at times. I think his numbers are slightly deceiving this season. Like his total season numbers, his average, his OPS, I think that's slightly deceiving. What's glaring to me is his lack of production in the big spots. Now, Vinny struggled mightily for the first month and a half in the big spots. But you look at him and Salvi, you know, Vinny's starting to improve. Salvi's staying about the same. This team can't afford Salvi and Vinny to be okay. Now, they need both those guys to be very good in the big situations, in the clutch spots. Now, I don't need Salvi to be a 300 hitter, a 270 hitter, but in the big moments, I do. Man in scoring position, that's when I need the future Hall of Famer to show up. But sure, I think we all understand there's going to be a step back for a guy that's now in his, what, 14th season? 35 years of age? Right, Salvi's birthday's coming up in 3 days, right? No, May 10th. It was a month ago. What am I talking about? He's already 35. No, we knew there was going to be a slight step back, if not a large step back. You knew it was coming eventually. I think we can all deal with it. But in the big moments, I need you to tap back into that 9-time All-Star, that 5-time Gold Glover, that 5-time Silver Slugger, that World Series MVP. Dave, I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Aaron in Raytown. Aaron, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I was just wondering, you talk about a right-hander between Vinny and hopefully Gags. who would that be? I struggle with, like,
yeah, no kidding. I don't have a name.
But, like, Brenton Doyle, are we talking, like, or Ryan McMahon from the Rockies, play third?
Sure. Like, I don't have a name in particular.
Yeah, I just struggle.
There aren't that many out there right now. I'm realistic about it, yeah.
Right.
I mean, we can make up names. You know the crappy teams. Go ahead and pick a right-handed bat off the crappy teams. There's like three or four of them right now. Everybody, every post-game show around Major League Baseball is talking about those same players on those same crappy teams. So it's not going to be easy to acquire one of those few available options on June 7th. But how much longer can the Royals wait? 913-586-7965. Royals lose 4-1. Royals averaging 3.37 runs per game. And they're back. Yeah, they are. Back with the dubious distinction of having the worst scoring offense in franchise history through the first 65 games. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking both the phone call, Vern. Look, this is obviously disappointing. You know, Salvi, like you said, needs to find his stroke, and hopefully he gets better. And look, this pitching staff, I know that it hasn't been as up to its standards as it was in the first 60 games. But I think we should try to go for Taylor Ward. I know that you don't like to talk about names until we get to the close to the trade deadline, but I think Taylor Ward would be the perfect fit for Kansas City, and that's all I got to say. So let's go win tomorrow, and let's go show the Yankees that we need to get back in contention, Vern.
Okay. Well, say it with your chest next time, Garrett. I needed a little bit more.
All right, I will.
Okay, yeah. I'll see you out at Kauffman Stadium, buddy. It didn't sound confident. I've been lucky enough to get to know Garrett. Comes out to a lot of games. Diehard Royals fan, didn't sound that confident right there. Understandably so. Royals trying to avoid a sweep in Chicago. Royals now just one game above 500. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. That's also the text line number. 913-586-7965. Royals now with the ninth best record in the American League. 15 teams. Let's go to Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're on the postgame show. Royals a game and a half back of the final wild card spot. They would need to leapfrog both the Mariners and the Guardians and the Twins to grab that third wild card spot. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call, man. Just fired up the grill on this great Saturday baseball night. So... about the game, kind of want to pick you up a little bit, man. You know, like you said, there's 97 baseball games left. But, you know, I agree with you, man. When are we – because everybody was like, hey, we got to get Cags up here, You know, and then he's – you know, he's a rookie. Man. I mean,
Come on, you said you want to pick me up. That's not picking me up, Justin. Just saying what I'm saying. Pick me up.
Well, I'll pick you up, man, because I'm telling you what. They're gonna be just fine. We're both diehard fans, man. I mean, eventually, you know, the good thing is that you just said Vinny's on fire. Bobby's gonna get it going. We know he's gonna get it going. We got a great pitching staff. Noah Cameron. I mean, he's phenomenal. Chris Bubich is having a phenomenal Cy Young top year. Got to get Cole healthy. Seth. I mean, you know. Come on, man.
I know the guys that are on the team.
Yeah, I know. The bats are going to get going. I mean, I'm going to be optimistic. The bats are going to get going. I like what I'm seeing from Nick Lofton. What about you? Nick Lofton's hitting the baseball. I think today, man, I think the umpire had a kind of unusual strike zone today. I don't like to make excuses, but, I mean, you know, that's the game of baseball. But, you know, they still have a chance to go win tomorrow. And, I'm optimistic, Vern.
Yeah,
sorry, man. I wish I could give you more.
No, I appreciate it, Justin. It was Well, it was certainly something. Thanks for the phone call. Royals lose 4-1. We'll head inside that, well, losing clubhouse. Hear what Michael Wacha had to say. As I mean, how does Michael Wacha take a loss? He's 3-5 with an ERA of 3.01, one of the 25 best ERAs in Major League Baseball, and the guy is two games below 500. Well, I know how that's happened. Wacha's received two runs or fewer of support from his own guys, two runs or fewer in 11 of his 13 starts. Vinny gave him a solo blast in the second inning, and that's all the offense did. Well, that's all the offense did for Wacha or Steven Cruz or that new guy. Now, shout out Steven Cruz, by the way. He lowers his ERA to 1.54. He's put up a zero in 20 of his 23 appearances this season with the big club. Cruz has 23 punchouts in 23 innings of work. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. We head inside that clubhouse after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
First pitch to Jack Caglione, and he laces it into right center field, down for a base hit. Second big league hit for Jack Caglione, his first single, and he's on with one out in the top of the second inning. Now he finally finds grass. That was not a hard hit ball off the end of the bat, but, well, he's been blistering it at everybody with a glove the last few days, and he put one where there were none.
Nice, easy swing, and there he is at first base.
His second career knock for the 22-year-old, Jack Caglione, after Vinny opened up that second inning with his 10th home run of the season. Two batters later, Jack Caglione, a first-pitch changeup off the plate. He singles it to center. Cags went 1-for-4 today. That single in the second inning, he was, of course, stranded at first base. He would come to the plate again in the fourth with runners on second and third and only one out. Yeah, second and third with one out. By the way, Royals lost 4-1. Yeah, Vinny put him ahead with that home run in the second inning, and then the White Sox would score the next four. Three off of Michael Wacha, who would spin another quality start. That's now six quality starts in his last eight outings. Three runs come off Wacha, one off of the new guy, Trevor Richards. So it's at this point when Caglione comes to the dish for the second time in the top of the fourth, Royals trail 3-1. So the tying run's out there on second base. As a matter of fact, it was on second base when Salvi was at the dish. Second and third with nobody out. Salvador Perez at the plate. The only thing you can't do, Salvi, is punch out. You gotta put the ball in play. Now, how many times have we said it lately? I need my stars to be stars, and I need everyone to do your job. Have the scoreboard dictate your approach. Salvi, you can't punch out there. Salvi swings through a changeup in the dirt, and he punches out. Okay, one out, second and third. That's fine. Let's go, Jack. Jack grounded out to the pitcher. Now, it was a five-pitch at-bat for Caglione, but he missed a fastball in the middle, a changeup in the middle. He swung at him. You know, again, there's nothing about Caglione that appears to be overmatched or out of place or timid. He's attacking everything. Listen, he's 2-for-21 through his first five games, and I'm not concerned in the least. So he grounds out there in his second trip to the dish in the fourth. He leads off the seventh inning and hits a 104-mile-per-hour rocket to right field for an out. And he leads off the ninth inning and hits a 105-mile-per-hour blast to deep center field for another out. So Cags goes 1-for-4. There was only one Royal that had multiple hits today. That was Vinny Pasquantino. He went 3-for-3 and had this to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
Well, I think the obvious is get more hits. But you can't just go up there. And I mean, we've talked about it a lot this year. You can't just go, you know, get a hit. There's got to be a process behind it. So I think that's where you look at it and you're like, it's got to be better. You know, you look for better contact in those situations. You know, the pitcher's going to give you his best stuff. So I don't know what the numbers were today. Do you have them on you?
I believe it was like 0-for-5, 7 men left on base.
Gotcha. So, I mean, that, you know, say we got three more guys out there and a hit was done. Like, those, the numbers can flip really quick. So, within a one game, now I know it's been the whole season, but within a one game sample of like an 0-for-5 or an 0-for-6, it's like, you know, you get two hits all of a sudden, that average boosts a lot. And then it's not even a, you know, it's not really a conversation. So, because you're not, you know, you're not, you know, obviously you're looking to be, you know, 10 for 10, 11 for 11, but you're looking for more opportunities to then create those hits. So I think I'd probably frame it as like, yeah, you know, you say the number's 0 for 6, whatever it was today. That sucks, and we got to be better. But, you know, where I look at where we can be better is let's get more guys into scoring position. Yes, in those situations, you got to be better, need to be better. That's what we're here to do. But I think I'll flip it to let's get more guys there and then create more opportunities to then, you know, be able to do that.
There you go. That's Vinny Pasquantino, courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. The Pasquatch is hitting .386 over the course of his career best 23-game on-base streak. Royals score one run. It's the 16th time this season the Royals have been held to one run or fewer. It's basically once every four games. Once every four games, this offense is being limited to one run or just straight up shut out. Nobody knows that better than Michael Wacha, who, as I mentioned, has received two runs or fewer of supports in 11 of his 13 starts. Wacha today, six innings, three runs on six hits. He walked only one. And he struck out five. He had base runners, plenty of base runners early. Two on, two outs in the first inning, and he wiggled out of it, getting the rookie Kyle Teal to fly out to end the threat. In the second inning, just right after Vinny gave him that home run and a 1-0 lead, Waka gives it right back. He strikes out the first two that he faced in the second inning, but then Josh Rojas hooked a changeup into the right field corner for a two-out double, and the nine-hitter, Tim Elko, takes a first-pitch cutter in the middle of the plate, too, right? 86 in the middle of the dish. He takes it 409 feet to center field to put the White Sox up 2-1. In the third, Waka comes back out after that 23-pitch second inning. He comes out in the third, and his first-pitch heater to Chase Medroth is blasted for Medroth's second career home run. Again, first-pitch fastball, middle of the dish, 92 at the letters, and the young man didn't miss it. 3-1 White Sox at the end of three. But then Waka would lock it in. After that home run there in the third, he would retire the next 11 that he faced. That got him to the sixth inning. And with two outs and nobody on in the sixth, he gives up back-to-back singles, but strikes out Luis Robert to complete another quality start for the 33-year-old right-hander. Waka and the Royals' rotation has now spun a quality start in 32 of the 65 games. That's third most in Major League Baseball. Let's hear what Waka had to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
You know, there's some positives, there's some negatives. You know, wish I had a couple of those first pitches back to Elko and Medroth. Yeah, just felt like I could have made better pitches there, 0-0. But other than that, you know, I felt like we were able to keep them off balance for the most part. Defense was playing some good D behind me. Benny was making some nice catches and guys tracking them down. But yeah, just wish I could have a couple of those back.
Yeah, outside of those one or two, you know, pitches that were homers, I mean, you sat down 11, 12 straight in the middle of that start. Just what do you feel like maybe changed, you know, after those first two or three innings?
Yeah, just, you know, those were the two mistakes that, you know, that were, you know, kind of rare this outing. You know, everything else, you know, I felt really sharp going into it. Yep, just those two kind of got away from me. But other than that, you know, felt like we were mixing well and, you know, was able to put guys away whenever we needed to, and then, yeah.
And those two, you know, loomed large because of the, you know, low-scoring game. How do you try and not, you know, put too much, you know, pressure on yourself when it needed? The score is the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, I try not to even look at the score. You know, I try to imagine a 0-0 game no matter what the score is. So that's kind of the mentality I was taking out there. Yeah, no matter what the score is, it's try to get the guys back into the dugout as quickly as possible without allowing anything.
You mentioned being able to try to avert some of those first pitch strikes that they hit the homers on. What can you do moving forward to, you know, figure out a way to get better in that statistic?
Over the middle.
Just make them a better pitch. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry for turning the mic on for that. But, yeah, don't throw those first pitch fastballs over the heart of the dish. How about that? But, anyway, today's loss isn't on Waka, has nothing to do with Waka. He was good enough to win. He's basically been good enough to win every time he's taken the ball this year. Waka's allowed 3 earned runs or fewer in 11 of his 13 starts. And in 36 of his 42 starts since signing with the Royals last season. His lifetime ERA in Royal Blue is 3.24. Waka did his job today. Steven Cruz did his job today. Vinny Pasquantino did his job today. Salvi, not so much. Drew Waters, man, you can't punch out. Cannot punch out twice looking. The first time, okay. I know that second one may have been up and out of the zone, but don't look to the umpire to save the day. We need you to do something. You've been really strong this season. I want you aggressive at the dish. Believe in yourself. Get back to that Drew Waters that was, you know, after you won that face-off with MJ Melendez, you looked like a young man that had a bunch of confidence breathed into him. I want to see that. I want to see that Drew Waters coming up tomorrow as the Royals look to avoid the sweep at the hands of the Chicago White Sox. They better not get swept. Oh, boy. You know, I say it all the time. If you're only going to win one game, win the finale. And if you're only going to win one day of the week, win on Sunday. boys, you better handle your business tomorrow. Michael Lorenzen is on the hill as he tries to save his spot in the rotation. It's a 1:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. Save his spot in the rotation, even if it's not in Kansas City. Right? Lorenzen, get back to the guy that we saw early in May and throughout the month of April. Let's try to tantalize another general manager that needs pitching depth, needs some help for their starting rotation. Come on. Thanks to Blake Schneiders for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Royals lose 4-1. We're back at it Sunday at 12 noon right here on 96.5 The Fan. Thanks for listening. Take care. Enjoy your Saturday.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Out of the track, leaps, it's gone. Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.